Angels and Mets. Terry Collins managing his 1,013th Mets game on Saturday to become the longest tenured skipper in team history. Here's Jose Reyes in the bottom of the first.
And a base hit left field by Reyes, hit number 2,000. And it's two on, nobody out for the Mets here in the first. And congratulations to Jose Reyes.
As a 33-year-old, it's something to be very proud of. And a nice ovation here from the Mets faithful.
Infield is in, and a fly ball shallow right might drop. Calhoun will not get there. Base hit. And everybody moves up 90 feet. 3-0 Mets here in the fifth.
2-0 to Flores, the pitch. Swing and a drive deep down the left field line. Hooking back near the wall. It's a fair ball. Base hit. It stays in play, ricocheting into the corner. 5-2 New York.
He can't. Base hit into right. One run scores Rivera. They bring the other runner around. That's Flores. Two more runs, and the Mets have blown it open here in the eighth. It's 7-2.
3-2 the count. The runners go. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books.
7-5 Mets is your final score. Jose Reyes is now the second youngest active player with 2,000 career hits behind Robinson Cano. Zach Wheeler earns his third win of the year. Terry Collins manages his 1,013th Mets game on Saturday to officially surpass Davey Johnson as the longest tenured skipper in franchise history. Here's what he had to say.
Just the congratulations is enough. David, this afternoon, said, try to make it through the whole game, will you, today, tonight? And he just said, hey, look, it's really been fun to have you here. And you deserve this. And I thought, when it comes from the players, that means a lot.
Dave?
Terry, how did Wheeler lose it so fast? He got out of a couple of jams in that inning. It just seemed like it just gone, the command.
David, I wish I had the answer to that. That's kind of been the motif here in this last 2 weeks where guys are sailing along and all of a sudden it just goes. And I don't have an answer for you. I know Dan and Ricky will take a look at the tape tomorrow, the video, and see what they see as far as the delivery goes. But, a long inning maybe. I don't know. But certainly, I tell you, I thought he was really throwing the ball well early in the game. And I said, boy, this kid continues to make huge strides. And hopefully we continue.
Zach.
Terry, I know you guys do give up three runs. The game is on edge, but considering the bullpen's blown some games, is it a big mental boost that you guys did get through that ninth inning?
I think it is. I really do. I think it's a huge boost for us to know, hey, look, each guy. And I'll tell you, Zach, you think about it, we got some extra runs in the, in the eighth inning, but the job that Robert Gsellman did, that's got to be noticed. This guy came in and pitched two clean innings, very, very impressive the way through the ball. And so, yeah, I think hopefully it's a mental boost for our bullpen that, hey, look, maybe the bad times are gone. Maybe it's time for us to catch some breaks.
Rich.
When you started the season, you had Jose in that leadoff spot, and tonight's a game where he's benefiting from a guy on base. Can you talk about the two of them? And I think they were on 6 or 7 times on base in the game, Terry.
That's 7 times, I think, or if not more, but it maybe 8 times apiece. So, or between them, that means that's the difference in how you score. When you get those guys at the top of the order on base, where the guys in the middle lineup, they don't need hits. They just need productive outs, because those guys, they ran the bases great. And I tell you, ever since I've put Jose in the two hole, he's gotten, and that young man leading off has really been impressive in that slot. So I'm happy for Jose, tremendous career, and great that he got his 2,000th hit in this park.
Go ahead, Manny.
Terry, you mentioned Gsellman. You obviously, at some point, you're going to have some other options also in the rotation. Is he giving you an idea that he might have some value if you decided to go that way?
Yes.
Putting him in there?
He really has. And again, you saw it again tonight. It's the same thing I talk about Seawald. Pitches ahead in the count. It's like, outside of the first hitter, you strike one on everybody. And that's, that's impressive. And I you cannot make up for that. They, you get ahead of hitters, and now they change their approach, they change their swings, and I thought Robert did a great job.
And on Reyes, obviously the start of the year things were really bad for him. Did you feel like he was going to be able to get it back?
You know, when you look at guys like Jose, like Grandy, those guys who have legitimate track records, and they get off to a slow start, you always say in your mind they're going to come out of it. They just, they're just going to get out of it. When you hope it's sooner than later, but a lot of times you just have to be patient with them and continue to run them out there. And as I've said so many times, make no mistake, they're human beings too, and they're not happy with what's going on. They're not just saying, well, I'll get it going. They worked at it. Both Jose and Grandy both are working very, very hard to get their swings down, and it's paying off.
In that same vein with Curtis, another tough night. Is he running out of chances here to get it going? And at what point do you decide to move him down in the order?
I've moved him down a couple of times.
Further.
You know, well, we got in this particular situation, you got Lucas who, he's come up here and he got a big double tonight, but, he only had 12 minor league at bats before he got here. And so I hit him fifth the other day, and I thought that was way too much too early to get him up there, so I just flipped him back. And, last night he had a big double. A couple of days ago, he had a big homer, and he had a pinch hit double in Arizona. So, you're allowed to have a bad night, but hopefully, tomorrow's a better day for him.
Go ahead, Matt.
Terry, you've been this week. You were reluctant to kind of talk about this milestone. You said you don't like celebrating, but now that it's here, you got it through. You got a win. What does this kind of moment mean to you now that?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Matt. To do this job, to have this job is a tremendous privilege, and it's extremely humbling. There's only 30 of these jobs, and there's a lot of guys, in my opinion, who are very, very qualified. And to be in one spot for 7 years is, it's a tremendous experience. It's unbelievable to think that I've been here that long. I look across the field and look at Mike Socia. He replaced me in Anaheim, and he's still there. You just don't see that very often anymore as a manager in baseball, to where you're in one place for a long time. And so it's to me, it's a humbling experience, and it's been a tremendous honor and exciting. I've told so many people, the fans in New York City energize you every day. And that's why when I get up in the morning, I know I'm going to face some type of issue when I get to the ballpark, but it makes you have extra energy. It keeps you alert. And when you get to be my age, you got to worry about staying alert. It's been a great experience.
In the top of the first, Jose Reyes recorded his 2,000th career hit. Here's what he had to say.
I feel good. Today was a good game for me, and I know I was struggling beginning of the season, and I just continue to work hard to try to get my swing back. I feel like the last few games I've been feeling a lot better.
2,000th hit. What was that moment like?
Wow, it's been good, man. I know my career has been a roller coaster, a lot of up and down, a lot of injury, but to get to 2,000 hit, that's me. I get it all, and I played this game for a long time, so that was good.
How much have you thought about how much you've accomplished in your career?
I feel happy so far, everything that I accomplished. Like I say, besides the up and down that I have, I feel like I have a great career.
Last year, some of the ups and downs, you had this domestic violence suspension. You got released by the Rockies. The Mets brought you back. How grateful are you for this chance?
I just appreciate the Mets organization to take that chance with me. At one point I was in my house that I don't even know if I'm going to continue to play baseball. And, I get a call for the Mets. This is home for me. This is what I feel, the fans, they 100% behind me. And, just grateful to continue to play the game that I love.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Jesse Chavez will take the hill for the Angels. He'll square off against the Mets' Tommy Malone.